Shir Samach Dalet and Sukkah Chav Zayin Adar Aleph Heitosh Tavshin Mem Aleph, March 3, 1981, on Tuesday.
Families, Shleisha Pochim Tzuk. In other words, that Eve, Rashi says, Lav Bigod Upon, Elo Ben Mishka. So in other words, Eve, let's say, here is the Beifet, and he put the Schach, three Tvachim away from the Beifet, so it's Tzuk. Why? Because the Schach has to be, the Tvachim has to be Somach L'Schach in both directions. In the horizontal direction it has to be Somach L'Schach. So the melee, if it is Shleisha Tvachim, so then it's possible, because there has to be a tzilut between the Schach and the Tvachim. Let's say, suppose you have three Tvachim. You have three tvachim, and then you put another wall over here, far away. So there is no connection between this sukkah, between the schach here and this tvachim. So if it is some melee, so the halacha is that if it's hirchuk as a sichuk min a tvachim shleisha tvachim, so if the schach I put up already three walls, so it's not necessary. But he'll put here the David, and then we'll put the Schach here on top, so maybe there is no tzilu between the Schach and the Tvachim. And that's the halacha, that there has to be a tzilu between the Schach and the Tvachim. So on a horizontal plane, there has to be a tzilu, and Eve, let's say, here is the Schach, and the third even will be here, more than three Tvachim, so there is no tzilum between the Schach and the Tvachim. And the same thing is true, that there has to be a tzilum between the Schach and the Tvachim. Is true not only on the horizontal plane, and the vertical plane too. So in other words, so let's say, if this is the Sukkah the Tvachim, so the Schach has to be placed, essential. So it has to be placed upon the Tvachim. But we have a Gemara Mefureshes that even if the Tvachim are not Magil Eschach at the very beginning, so it's kosher. So there it's because of good asset mechitzeh, so our Tvachim we consider that the Tvachim extended. But if there had been a aloche of good asset mechitzeh, so then the Eschach would have to be placed mamish on the Tvachim, or within three Tvachim, so because of love. But we don't, even if it's not three Tvachim, less than three Tvachim, removed. Even if it's a lot removed, because we apply the halacha of Gudasik, Mechitzte, so maybe it's Magir Eschach. In other words, briefly, in order to be Sukkah Kshero, there must be a tzil between the Eschach and the Tvachim, on the horizontal plane and on the vertical plane. But on the vertical plane, so it doesn't have to be within three Tvachim, because there is a loch of Gudas Mechitzte. But on a horizontal plane, so then it is only kosher if the distance is less than three Tvachim. That's the Hilda Mishnah. Hilda is a simple not funny, so you should walk him so long. So Rashi says, Hilda is not funny, Lavi Gugoy Bogoma, Elo Bimoshko, because Bigogo, even if it's three Tvachim or more than three Tvachim, in an unlimited manner, it's Kshero, because of the halacha of Gudas Mechitzte. So the Amrit, but so the Avia, Pesel Bishleisha, Afilu Minatzat, Umikam, Ameine, Umifosh, Ho the Amrit, She, so he says, the Avia, Pesel Bishleisha, Afilu Minatzat. What does Rashi really mean here? You see, what does Rashi mean here? Because actually, it's a very important Chachayim, it's on the Rambam. This is going to be said this in Sukkot. That's on Perchei, Halacha Mitzvah, Halacha Chol. So, Rashi says here, now the Chaim doesn't discuss this Rashi, but I'm just applying it. So he says, Psula the Avia Pesel Vishlesha, Afil Natsah. So, I mean, the plain pshat in Rashi is, that, what does it mean, the Avia Pesel Vishlesha, Afil Natsah? That, because in regard to Sach Posel, so we say that the Emtsah Sach Posel passes the Galut Roch. According to the second Moshe Gibore, according to Rav, it only passes the Galut Amos, but we don't pass like Rav. We pass like Shmuel. So the Emtsah Sach Posel passes the Galut Roch, But, Minatzah, it only passes if there is Galut Amos. And if there is less than Galut Amos, in this Rach Posel that is placed in Atzav, so then it's not Psula, because we apply the Loch of Nechnakum. So that's only Shayach, regardless of Rach Posel, so we can apply the Loch of Nechnakum. Masha'inke, in regard to Avir, it's not Shayach to say, Rach Posel, Nechnakum in regard to Avir, because the Pshat in Avir, we discussed it at the beginning of Sukkot. And the Rishonim point out, the Pshat in Nechnakum is that we consider this Rach Posel, or the portion of the ceiling is an extension of the deifer. So that's only Shayach is in Sach Posel, if there is Mamoshes. But Avir cannot be considered as an extension of the deifer. Avir is Avir. Avir is Avir. So Mimele, if without Avir there is no deifer Akumo, so Mimele, Avir is Pesach Bishleisho, Afilo Minatzah. But if it's less than three, then it's not Posel. Now, what is the Indian that if it's less than three, it's not possible? Is it because of the halacha of lovot? Because it's considered also. Because of halacha of lovot. Or, now, just as we have halacha, just as we have halacha, that's chach possible. Poches midalet doesn't pass all. Poches midalet vochem doesn't pass all. So can we, that's certainly not on the basis of lovot. So it's a special halacha. Why? Because if it's less than Daled, it doesn't have the Shio Moke. It doesn't have the Shio Moke Choshu to divide the Sukkah into two Sukkahs. So the Mele, if there is an open slit of Abi in the middle of the Sukkah, running across the whole length of the Sukkah, an open slit that is Dalit Rochim wide, then he divides the Sukkah into two Sukkahs. Now let's say, you need three Kvats. You need three Kvats. So then, if, let's say, there is Schach, and you put, let's say, Schach here, and you put Schach here, and then you put another Schach here, and you need to put another Schach here, and then there is an open slit of Abba. Now, suppose in the middle there is a strip of Schach Kosel, Dalit Vachit, so then it divides the Sukkah into two Sukkahs. So you have one Sukkah from here to here, and you have one Sukkah from here to here. So the melee. So the melee, each portion of the sukkah has only two tefillahs. This portion of the sukkah has this deifen and this deifen, and this portion of the sukkah has this deifen and this deifen. But for this sukkah, this is no deifen, and for this sukkah, this is no deifen, because it's divided into two separate sukkahs. That's the pshat in regard to Schach Posel Pesach Dalet. So there's the halacha. If the strip of Schach Posel is less than Dalet Vochim, then it's not a Shioch Mokeh. Because Rashi emphasizes all the time when he discusses the halacha of Schach Posel Pesach Dalet that runs across the whole length of the Sukkah, that because Dalet, if it's Dalet, so it's a Shioch Mokeh Choshev. Many or not all. So Mele, since Dalit Hochin represents is substantial. Mokei, so Mele, seems in the middle of the Schach, there is a substantial Mokei of Schach also, so it splits, it divides the Sukkah into two Sukkahs. So Mele, this Deifen here cannot be a Deifen for this Sukkah, and this Deifen here cannot be a Deifen for this Sukkah. So maybe the same thing is true in regard to Aviyah. To Aviyah, Pochas Nigimu. So he doesn't castle. So he could say that he doesn't castle because he doesn't castle because of the Loch of Wobble. So it's considered that's also. How could it castle? It's also. There is no peers. But maybe it's on the basis of the same principle as in regard to Schach Postle, Pochas and Dalit. Then you're certain, so he doesn't pass. Is it because of Lovud? It's not shy to say Lovud. First of all, by Pochas and Dalit, it's not shy to say Lovud. Lovud is only shy by Pochas and Gimu. And then, Lovud is only shy when you have vacant space, not when you have a concrete thing that is possible. So it's a special aloha. Since it's less than Dalit, it doesn't constitute a Mokim Choshev. A Mokim Choshev to split the Sukkah into two Sukkahs. So maybe it's Choshev. So maybe the same thing is true of Abba Pochas Megimo. Not on the basis of Lovud, because it's awesome. Even if there wouldn't be a Loch of Lovud. Even if there wouldn't be a Loch of Lovud. So it would still not be possible. In the same way as Schach Posel Pochas Medalit Vohim over the whole length of the Sukkah doesn't pass it. Because it's not a Mokim Choshev to divide the Sukkah into two Sukkahs. So the Melech, Abiyah Pochas Megimu is not considered, it does not constitute in Mokum Choshev to divide the Sukkah into Sukkahs. But Abiyah Gimu constitutes in Mokum Choshev to divide the Sukkah into Sukkahs. Schach Posel only, Dalit Lochim, constitutes in Mokum Choshev to split the Sukkah into the Sukkahs. And Abiyah even Gimu. So this is raised by Reb Chaim, and he mentions a raya from each alternative that is based upon the Aloha of Lovud. So the Rai is from the Gemara that it has, because there is a Machlekes. Man Milei Natsat, Avi Bemtza Pnige, Rabach and Rabin, Echadom Ayishol Bemtza, Echadom Ayishol Lovud Bemtza. So Rabbi said, we pass in Yish Lovud Bemtza, in Bemtza. We pass it. So it's on the basis of Lovud. So Gemara spells it out on the basis of Lovud. But then there is a riot. So from this Gemara it appears that the Aloche, that Avi apostles the Gimu, and Schach Posel passels, Dafke Bidalit Rochim, are based upon different concepts. The Aloche of Avi passels the Gimu Trochim is based upon the general concept of Lovud, because there is no Abba. It's also. That's why he doesn't pass it. Pochas Megimu. And the Aloche, that Schach Posel Pochas and Dalit Vohim doesn't pass it. So it's not in the Bezer Lovud. But, because if it's Pochas and Dalit Vohim, it's not a Shiur Moke to be capable of splitting the Sukkah into two Sukkahs. But if it's Dalit, then it splits the Sukkah into two Sukkahs. And each portion Sukkah, each section Sukkah, has only two families if it's split into two Sukkahs. So in other words, so according to what the Gemara mentions, that it has, where the Yesh Lovud Bemtza, Yim Lovud Bemtza, we pass the Yesh Lovud Bemtza. So in other words, so we see that the Aloche of Pochas Megimu doesn't pass on the Sukkah is based upon Lovud. Whereas the Aloche of Pochas Dalit Vohim Schach Posel does not pass on the Sukkah, it's not based upon Lovud, certainly not upon Lovud. It's special Aloche, because it doesn't constitute the Mokum Choshev to split the Sukkah into two Sukkahs. As we just. But then, there is another Aloche from the Gemara. From the Gemara, that you test on the Dalet, there is Aloche Tomek, personally, that's the Yitzin Asukkah in the Kisukkah. So the Gemara says, it becomes Mitzurah, it becomes a pertinent to the Sukkah. And discussion. So, my personal use in Asuke. So, different to Kinkas. One of the Kinkas is, Rabbi Isha Omar, we need to call him Ishach Posel. Pochas Mishle Isha Bisuke. Stop. So be shleif if we say the daloche of avi pochas mishleisha doesn't pass is not based upon law, but it is based upon the concept that avi pochas mishleisha it does not constitute in mokum choshu to split a sukkah into two sukkahs. So then the Gemara asks a very good question. The Gemara asks a very difficult question. Why do we have to resort in order to be machshir a sukkah that has an avir, pochas midinu tochim, that it's kosher? We have to resort to the special halacha of pesach sukkah yitzna sukkah in the sukkah. Without recourse to pesach sukkah yitzna sukkah in the sukkah, it should be kshero. It should be kshero. Now, I'm coming. So the Gemara asks a good question. Why do we have to resort that to the halacha of that's chachpos. Bisuket tamo pochas migimu does not pass on the suke. So why do we have to resort to the aloch of pesach sukkah yitzna sukkah in kisuke without recourse to the aloch of pesach sukkah yitzna sukkah in kisuke? How could chachpos lead in bisuket tamo? Chachpos less than gimu tochin pass on the suke. It should not be gohua. Then have we a pochas migimu in bisuket tamo? It doesn't pass on the suke. So, if we say that the reason as to why Avya Pochas Megimu doesn't pass on the Sukkah is not based upon love, it's not based upon love, but it is a special aloha that it doesn't constitute a sufficient mocking to split the Sukkah into two Sukkahs. So then we understand why we have to resort to Pesach Sukkah, Yitzna Sukkah, and Kisukkah. After all together, so we have Zayin al Zayin, a Sukkah. That's all we need. And since Avya Pochas Megimu in the middle does not constitute a sufficient moke to split the sukkah into two sukkahs, so we have one sukkah, and altogether in its entirety we have Zion Zion. So why should it be possible? So even if there hadn't been aloha, so even if there hadn't been aloha, of Pesach Sukkah Yitzna Sukkah. So, Chachpasu Pochas Megimu should not pass on the Sukkah in the same way as Avya Pochas Megimu in the Sukkah Tano does not pass on the Sukkah. Why doesn't Avya Pochas Megimu in the Sukkah Tano pass on the Sukkah? Because it doesn't constitute a Mokim Hoshu to split the Sukkah into two Sukkahs. So, Mele, for the same reason, Chachpasu Pochas Megimu should not constitute a Mokim Hoshu to split the Sukkah into two Sukkahs. But if we are going to assume that the reason as to why Avya Pochas Megimu does in the Sukkah Tamo does not pass on the Sukkah is not because it doesn't constitute a Mokum Choshev, but because of Lomud. So Lomud means it's also there is no Avya. We imagine that we don't see Avya. It's all Sosov. So there is no Avya. So, Masha'im came because of Lobu. When is the child have to apply Lobu in regard to Avya Pochas Megimu? But in regard to Schachbosu Pochas Megimu, it's not child have to apply Lobu. So that's why we have to resort to the special aloche of Pesach Sukkah Yitzna Sukkah. So, what's the Gemara's question? So, Chaim says, so, because of the Gemara of Lobu Benza, which indicates that the aloche that Avya Pochas Megimu does not pass on the Sukkah is based upon Lobu. And the Gemara, when the Gemara has the Kasha, where Eila Avya and Avya Pochas and Shalisha Pochim is the Tana and Impossible, so the Gemara equates the non psu of Avya Pochas Megimu in the Sukkah Tana with the non psu of Schachposo Pochas Megimu in the Sukkah Tana. So it's a raya that is the same thing. And the non psu of Schachposo Pochas Megimu is certainly not based upon Lobu. Since the Gemara equates one with the other, it's a raya that the non psul of Avya is not necessarily based upon Lobu. Without recourse to Lobu, it cannot pass it. It cannot split the Sukkah into the Sukkah. So Chaim says in Rambam, there are two alohas. There are two alohas in the reason as to why Abia, the prophet Medimu, does not pass the Sukkah. And we have to resort to both halachas. Because why do we have to resort to both halachas? Why do we have to resort to both halachas? So, the reason is to why we have to resort. We have to resort to the halacha that he doesn't constitute the Mokim Choshu to split the Sukkah into two Sukkahs. Because the Gemara says here, in explaining the halacha of Pesach Sukkah Litzma Sukkah, the Gemara mentions several kintas. One of the kintas is, Abed Vachon Amar Abichem, Lo Yitzricho Mishukho Sherupo Tzilso Mechamso, Umiyuto Chamso Murma Mitzilso. Mal Detene, Tipslu Bach, Pote, Komashlo, Umayye Yitze, Yitze Mechso Sukkah. So one example of Pesach Sukkah Litzma Sukkah is Litzma Sukkah is the case where you have a sukkah, where on the whole, the major portion of the sukkah has more shade than sunshine. But in one specific spot, there is more sun than sunshine. There is more shade than sunshine. On the whole, in the major portion of the sukkah, there is more shade than sunshine. But in one small spot in the sukkah, so you feel more sun than shade. More sun than shade. So the halacha is that even that spot is kosher. Why? Because of the halacha of Pesach Sukkah, Hayemitze in Asukkah, Nidki Sukkah. So in other words, even that section, that spot where the Chamso is Mehuba Mitzilso, becomes a pertinent and becomes integrated with the major portion of the Sukkah, where the Tzeil is more than a Cham. But if there hadn't been a halacha of Pesach Sukkah, it's not Sukkah, it's Sukkah. So I would say that particular spot is possible. But because of Pesach Sukkah, it's not Sukkah, it's Sukkah, it is, even that particular spot is kosher. So we see from this Gemara that there is a halacha. There is a halacha in each spot of the Sukkah that it should be tzilso Mehuba Mechamso. Because if there is a certain spot where Tzimtso is not Mehuba Mechamso, so that's not Sukkah. So Mineila, even if 90% of the Sukkah, so in Tzimtso Mehuba Mechamso, but in 10% of the Sukkah, is Chamso Mehuba Mechamso, so that 10% of the Sukkah should be possible. If there hadn't been a halacha of Pesel Sukkah, Hayetze in a Sukkah, is needing a Sukkah. So Mineila, so here we have a halacha. So here we have a halacha. That Abi, if you have a strip of Abi, 2 tefachim wide, or 2.5 tefachim wide, 2.5 tefachim wide, so the sukkah is kosher. It doesn't pass the sukkah. Even though that particular spot of Abi, so it's Hamza Murum Mitzilso, if you have a strip of 2 tefachim, so that strip of 2 tefachim, that's the slit where you have Abi, or that slit of 2 tefachim, so it's Chamso Mehuba Mitzilso. There is no kind, no sach. So all the sun comes in that slit. So it should pass in the sukkah, because in order that the sukkah should be kshayor, so every spot has to be Chamso Mehuba Mechamso. So that's the aloche, that since the vacant space, the avir, is less than 3 tefachim, so the melee doesn't constitute the mokim choshu to split the sukkah into 2 sukkahs. So maybe it's kosher. So that's one application of the halacha, one manifestation of the halacha, that poches migimu tefachim, Avia does not pass the sukkah. Does not pass the sukkah. Why doesn't it pass the sukkah? Because it doesn't constitute a mokim choshu, a substantial mokim, to split the sukkah into 2 sukkahs. If it would split the sukkah into 2 sukkahs, then it would become possible. But then we have to resort to the halacha of Lomud as well. Because there is a requirement that in order to be a sukkah kshero, there must be a connection. The tvanim and the schach must be placed together. And if there is intervening space, so that eliminates the connection, the tzivut between the tfanis and the schach. In other words, if you have just two tfanis here, and then you have the schach, and the third eifen is set up at a distance. So the main way, there is no connection between that eifen and the schach. So if there is avir running along the whole length of the sukkah, gimel tefach and white, so then there is no lobot, so the mele, there is no tzimu between the tfanis and the schach. But by applying the law of lobot, so we say, there is no separation, there is no intervening space, because even the so-called avir is not avir. It's also, even the avir is also. So that's why we have to resort to both of us. Alright. Now, I don't want to mention how the Chaim explains the Rambam with these two concepts. But I'm just mentioning it, because that sheds light on the whole meaning of avir pochazim. Bayi she'nifchas ve'sichech al davar. So suppose there is a breach in the ceiling of the house, and then in the breach, in the gap, he put up schach. But then there is a portion of the ceiling up to the breach, up to the gap. So if from the wall to the breach, to the gap, is less than Daled Ames, so then it's chill, because we apply the aloha of the Ifnakuma. But if there is avamis from the wall to the bridge, so then it's possible. By the way, if you see the avamis, achsadre means, in English it's called, I think, peristyle. So it's a projection that comes out from the walls, a projection that comes out from the roof, a projection that comes out from the roof of the batin, the protrude, an extension, the projections of the roof of the batin. So then, that's nachsadre. So, chen chotzer shum itakis nachsadre, there is a chotzer, open space, and then there is a building here. And here is a chotzer. Here is a chotzer, open space, and then there is a building, and here is the roof, and then there comes out a projection from the roof. So there is a projection that hovers on a certain portion of the chotzer of the courtyard, and then from the building here there is another projection that comes out and hovers, and from the building here there's another projection, and from the building here there's another projection, and in the middle there is open space. So that's nachsadre. So so that's another example of the application of the nachum. So in other words, if from the building, so here's the projection that comes out from the roof of that building. That's the end of the building. And here is a projection comes out from the roof, it extends. So, and here is open space. So if from here to here is less than Daled Ames, and here in the open space it puts Schach Kosher. So maybe we apply the law of Deif Nakumo. In other words, that this projection is an extension of this projection is an extension of the wall here, and so on. So in other words, we apply the law of Deif Nakumo even respect all the plants. Not only respect one day. That's the second example of the Nakum. Sukkot Deimo Shei Kifuro Bidogo Shei Bidisachon Dei In Yesh Tachto Arba Amei Sipsu. In other words, suppose you made a very big sukkah, very big sukkah, and in the middle you put up everything. But on the sides, you put up, as a covering, something that is possible for Sach. Let's say, bars of metal, whatever is possible for Sach. So if from the wall, till the beginning of this portion is less than Daled Ames, so in the middle, in the center of that valley, of that room, so is it, you can see. Why? Because we consider that portion that is half possible as an extension of the name. So in other words, the Gemara mentions three examples, three applications of the halacha of Matan. Let's see the Rashi. Oh. So da wird es mich schlecht auf Matan. Und wir kann an nehmen und vor. Hat am nicht gesagt, was nach Zeit am Mund geht nach Kummer. Da hat schon da aber am ist. Hey, da schön ist Rat gehen mit Adel. Wir necken, wir nicht auf der Mai. Und war wir mal kein nehmen auch. In other words, so Rashi spells it out what the Ritva says. So Rashi himself says that the Pshat and Deit Nakumo is not that we consider the wall as being pushed over. Because if that had been the Pshat, in Deit Nakumo you consider the wall as if it had been pushed over, so it should apply even to Abiyato. On the contrary, it's much easier to push over a wall when there is no ceiling, just Abiyato. But we don't apply the law of Deit Nakumo in respect to Abiyato, only in respect to Sachpost. So the pshat in Deit Nakumo is that we imagine as if the portion of the covering that is chachposo is an extension, had been an extension of the deita. So only something concrete, tangible, can be considered as an extension of the deita. But as if the deita had been sakin. But abiyah, it's not something tangible, cannot be considered as an extension of the deita. Ve'enei before neshrim isadim pikuho on ve'ilach tachasasra posu u magir ischach koshe o mitz ischach koshe sugedim kinkam gabe ava nam nemo ba'im she nifchas visiche gagi nifchad ben tzoi roch natan lucho tzadis eva nifchad ben tzoi im tzotik hasa ba'im she yipsuo mishim tase ve'lo imo su mapsekes ve'itfanis ischach ischoshe. Now, why does Rashi say v'nim tzotik hasa ba'im she ipsuam she tasnei nosu? Now let's say, would you say that the tikhas abayis is only possible because of tasnei nosu? It's possible because it's half possible, because it's not gidul mikarke. It's not gidul mikarke. But Rashi has reference to a bayis that was built out of slats of wood. So maybe the same slats could have been used for sichok also. So the question is, why is it possible? I mean, without nifras, it should be kosher. So Rashi himself said, in Tisus Dabei, we saw it, that's not schach. As Tisus Dabei says, he says, the Bei say, the Sukkamarach, but the Bei say, Shikol Yimim Zashom, and Rashi says the same thing. So the question arises, why does Rashi, I think we refer to this Rashi, why does Rashi say here that the reason is why the tikkur is possible is because it's tasnei nosu. So of course we have to apply that Rashi to a tikkur that was made out of slats of wood, which intrinsically is kosher for schach too, but it was placed not as schach for a sukkah, but it was placed as a ceiling. So the melee is chakosha, but it still should be possible because sukkam rachman evloy beisi shal kolim is hashem. So beis kolim is hashem. So why does Rashi say that it's possible only because of tasnei nosu? The answer is, if there hadn't been a halacha of tasnei nosu, so the melee I would say too, until he decided that these slats should be kept there as let's go isuke, so then it was possible because sukkam rachman evloy beisi. But now let's say he took off the upper covering over the slats and he left the slats and he decides that to use these slats as schach, so right now it should become schach kosher because it's not beisi. So that's why that is. So if there had been a halacha of tasnei nosu, so until now, so it was possible because sukkam rachman evloy beisi. But now that he took off the riofim, the tiles from the top, and he left the slats, and the slats are intrinsically themselves kosher for sichuch, and he decided to use them, to apply them, eschach. So now it should not be beitzei, now it should be sukkah, if there hadn't been aloche of tasnei nosu. So why is it possible even now even after he took off the tiles on top of the slabs, and he decided to apply the slabs, Ezrach, because of Tassel Norsu. That's why Rashi says, you need to, because Abayi is from Tassel Norsu. But secondly, find the Sarkosh. If you should ask the Sarkosh, okay, so the Abayi is possible. The Abayi is on the morning, the Mishnah is not Kumo. I will talk as Chei Rao of the Mishnah Sinai. Then, because Abayi is here, they can share from the Mayo. They can start possible with Sarkosuke, to the Mishnah Tahase. The Chei Chotze, I'm okay, there's a Sadra. So, the Rashi spells out, to the Mishnah Tahase, I mean, in regard to Sach Posel Poches Midalel, whether it's Yishen Yitach Tov or not, there is a Bachlok of Hashem. In regard to Agro Poches Midimu, whether it's Yishen Yitach Tov or not, it's a Bachlok of Hashem. But in regard to Sach Posel, that is Dalel or more Pochim, but it's kosher on account of the fact that it's Minatzah. So we apply the Aloha of the Nakubo. So everyone agrees that you cannot be Yoshi Tachta, because we consider it as an extension of the David. So in Mele, if somebody sleeps there, he sleeps under the David, he doesn't sleep under the Schach. So in Mele, he's not it. He's just sick. The Chotzam came to Aksad, Kol Chotzah Sheva Shaz, and now got him. Now got him, Tzuk, Mei Chotzah Tzuk, and he's got him, and Teho, and Tzuk, and he's got him, and he's got him, and now 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 got him, Sukhoi, they were the infants and a hotel is a ticker. He says, I have a lot of people from a hotel, she bends up. They give us sadness. Then you think from his to his well, the Hitsa bottom of my stitches, the bottom of sadness. We need to take his half sadness, so he saw me, he's half with funnies. He did great about sadness, all damage to a box, my mother's shame, that we look at a kumo. Do we do go? Christ the revolution asking us, shall we raise a woman? He made a loch, she is a madia, she is by a sodium, they give us sadness on the way. In other words, in Yiddish, it's not a Yiddish word, but it's in German and in many other languages. Even in English, there is a word cloister, C-L-O-I-S-T-E-R. It probably is the same word. So, in many languages, let's say in Russian, in Polish, in German, so cloister means a church. A cloister is a church, in Yiddish too. A cloister is a church. So, why? So, Rashi says, Rashi says, Roshan Ashkenaz, Shalayim Zerumis, He Magalochim, that's the priest, because the churches have the courtyard, and then the roofs of the buildings adjacent to the courtyard, so had projections. So that's why a church was called cloister. Actually, cloister means a projection, a peristyle. In English, it's called a peristyle. When you have a projection coming out from the roof and extending over the courtyard. So, she took four simple solid floor, some could run in the long cabin to it, who then saw us in a scarf cushion, in the age that has a scarf cushion, that would have a sword, and a scarf cushion, with the shame of the hit says, Oh, as we can, she will come in on the day, I come on. Now, you want to say, Cash, go on a woman. The Mishnah here mentions three applications of the Allah of the Vakum. Why did the Mishnah have to mention three applications? Number three, the Ashkim and Baishim Yitras, that we apply the law of the Nakumo, Mishim Gehan and the Hitzes, the Baishabi, because the Kaisley of Baish was set up originally at the very outset as the Hitzes, for the Baish. So I would say, only in this case, where the Hitzes was set up as the Hitzes of Baish, we can apply the law of the Nakum. Our Chotzer and Kepes are Sadre, the Mechitzes, Lav Lach Sadravi, because the walls, to what do we apply the Nakum? In other words, this is the wall of a house, and here is the courtyard, and here is the roof, and then there comes out a projection from the roof. So we apply the law of the Nakum. Now, this wall of the house was built, was erected, as a mechitze for the building, not as a mechitze for the courtyard. Still, we apply the aloche of Deit Nakumo. So, it's a chidesh, because in the Mishnah, it only mentioned the aloche of Baish and Yitras, I would say, over there, so that Deife, in regard to which you apply the aloche of Deit Nakumo, was set up is a mechitze for that bias which now become the suke. Mashiachin here, so this building, this wall was set up, was erected as a wall for the building, not as a wall for this suke. Still we apply the aloha of the Nakum. Because we have reference, because many of the bati, Bismarck Hazal, and even today, so many bati, especially in villages, so the roof, the covering of the house is made out of slats. So intrinsically, there is no pesul in these slats, except that they were placed there. They were constructed for the bais. But now that he decides, to take off the tiles on top of the slats, and then to apply the slats as rach, so it should be kosher. But why is it possible? Because at the very outset, it was not placed for srach, let's say, but only as a bias. So in Meile, it involves the soul of chas and nos. That's why Rashi says, srach kosher uprima min srach kosher. Upsue yush chas and nos. Avo dobo she nisach rambe, she umin posel, ey meloi nirshere al dehi. Alright. Oma rab, asher chetchino le rabon ni berab, yasri mkama. Avi apesel bishleisha, srach kosher pesel babo. So that's why, according to the first motion, so the Rabbanu the Berab said that Tzrach Posel Pasels Ba'avotlo. The Amino Lano, other than the Pesel Mishleishim and Oluchu, the Tram Yechik Zasich of Natfanes, Shleish et Vohim, Suo, Tzrach Posel Name, Lipso, Elo, the Arba, Meis, the Tnam, Monefsha. You are deducing the first thing in regard to Abel. From this Mishneh, so then deduce from the same Mishneh that Tzrach Posel passes only the Aladamas. In other words, Tzrach Posel Namo Nisso Babamas. Ditnam Baishni Tausir Aladamas, Ditnam Sichel Ekesu, Taladamas, Psuo. So in other words, so what did Rabbi assume at the very beginning? He assumed not the way Rashi explained the Mishneh. Rashi explained the Mishneh because the Rabbanan de Berav told him that this din of the Mishnah, second din of the Mishnah, is based upon Deir Nakumah. But Rabbi is saying, no, it's not based upon Deir Nakumah. It's not based upon Deir Nakumah. So he says, Namo Lipsa, Elo Ba'avami, did not buy Shri Yisrael Dabri, and I said, okay, Ba'avami, so, boldly, Ba'avami, no, except for the fact, that he did Rabbi Shmuel Abba Tavaya, we should take Nakumah, no. Ba'avami, no, I know, my you, Ikes Rachposu, Tochas, Ma'avo, we have your pockets. So what did Rabbi say? Rabbi held that Tzrach Posel doesn't pass with less, if it's less than dollars. If it's less than dollars. So in other words, so it's not only Minatzat. Then is the Rabbi the Rabbi told him. So Tzrach Posel passes only the dollar down with Minatzat because of the application of the Tlakuma. But the answer, if passes without Tvochim. But Rabbi El, no. This Mishnah is really saying, Halacha, that Tzrach Posel does not pass less than Dalamas. So, Mamun Lano, Mayu Yike Tzrach Posel Pochet Ma'avo, the Abya Pochet Mishleisha. Maitche, suppose you have, the Emtza, you have Tzrach Posel of 3.5 Tvochim.